Hi, this is Sean Eli. I'm narrating the article from the New York Post, November 25th, 2022. Lifestyle at Work. You can live the dream, and these entrepreneurs are the proof. By Perry Ormont Blumberg. I'm going to read only the portion that pertains to me and not the whole article. You don't need a corner office or ultra-lucrative gig to create a charmed career life. With grit, gumption, and a little bit of good fortune, these five movers and shakers brought their fantasies to fruition. The Ivy League of Comedy. The crux of success, as Sean Eli Breitbart 61 illustrates, is finally figuring out how to match your passion to your job. Going by Sean Eli on stage, this comic gets, quote, paid to make people laugh. What could be better? Close quote. He also appreciates that he gets to work, travel, and commingle with the funniest people around, quote, and since I'm self-employed, I don't have to work with or for anyone I don't like, Eli said. Eli creates luck and an innate sense of humor to his being able to realize his ambitions. And some hard work, he added, because nobody starts out good at stand-up comedy, or anything else for that matter. Eli founded and is executive producer of the Ivy League of Comedy in Westchester, producing clean comedy shows for special events and theaters. When I was a banker, I had a bunch of colleagues and clients come to see me at comedy clubs, he explained. They often said that while my comedy was clean and appropriate for corporate entertainment, the rest of the comics in the shows were dirty. They wanted all clean shows, and there weren't any. So it seemed obvious to me, demand for a product and no supply, I could create the supply. His best advice to aspiring jokesters is to start with a comedy class, and then get on stage as much as you possibly can. Also, be nice to people. You never know where your next break is coming from. I went to an audition at a club and asked the bartender for water. He said, no charge. I left a tip. Turns out he wasn't the bartender. The bartender hadn't shown up. He was the owner and the one watching the auditions.